God is in Isaiah, in chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, and that well-known verse number 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. And if you'll turn with me, please, to John's Gospel. Well, I'd like to read from chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14, and verse 27. I leave peace with you. I give my peace to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it fear. Finally, if you'll bear with me, can we turn back to Isaiah? And this time, chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace the mind stayed on thee, for he confided in me. I love these verses. I wasn't quite sure when I came to the meeting today, they were upon my heart. But I wasn't quite sure whether it was what the Lord would have me to speak about. Come, Prince of Peace. And as we sang that hymn together, you know, there was a sense of the longing in the heart of those who sang for the coming of that Prince of Peace. A day when every right that's his will be upheld. And the glory of the Saviour who was crucified at Calvary to save sinners like you and me will be gloried in by those who love him. And the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. What a day that will be. And I think the world knows it. That it needs a Prince of Peace, but it cannot find it. And this verse came to me. Do you know why they can't find it? There are five names listed here. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. And the world wants to get to the fifth name without working their way through the other four. And they'll never find him. Because the word of God is true. There's a sequence in these names. And friend, if you're to come to know the Prince of Peace as your Saviour, you'll have to come the way of Isaiah chapter 9. You know, he is a wonderful Saviour. I don't know whether he's wonderful to you. I think he probably is. But he is to me. Just to think, you know, that he should take care of a sinner like me and come to this earth and give his life so that I might be saved. And that's what I proclaim tonight in the Gospel to you. The message of salvation is by way of the cross. And it stands there, outside Jerusalem, upon that hill where my Saviour was crucified. And there, wicked hands took him and nailed him to a cross of wood. The one who had come to show God's love and a way of salvation to men. That's my Saviour. Yeah, it's wonderful that he should come and give his life for me. When you think of that pathway that he went when Jesus came, and you think of the healing that took place, Think of those that were revived from the dead. Life restored. And yet when you come to the scene of the judgment that Pilate delivered him up, what then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? Oh friend, what will you do with him tonight? What will you do with Jesus, who is called Christ? That man whom God has sent his own beloved son to meet the needs of sinners like you and me. That same one who tonight is ascending at God's right hand in heaven, a living man exalted there, received in glory bright up there. God delighted. Oh, you think of the rejoicing in heaven that Christ was received in glory right up there. Isn't it wonderful? And you think that that same one, in all those perfections that were manifested in every footstep in his pathway here, that that same one was crucified. Away with him, we will not have this man to reign over us. That's what this world has got to come to before they find the Prince of Peace. But there's a man whom God sent to be the Saviour of the world. And he felt it, but they didn't receive it. That just says he wept. He wept when he came to Jerusalem. How often would I have gathered thee as a hen gathers its chicks under its wings? And ye would not. Ye would not. Oh friend, how many times has the gospel been preached? And in our hearts we've said, we will not. Or we'll put it off to another day. Oh friend, this is the Saviour. My wonderful Saviour. And I want to make sure that he's that to you. I want you to find this Prince of Peace tonight. To know what it is to have a Saviour who has become precious to you because of what he's done. And he'll become precious to you as you come to the cross. And you see that all your sins that stand between you and God and bar you from the enjoyment of peace with God were laid upon my Saviour there. He, the Holy Sinless One. God's wrath was poured out upon him and, praise God, exhausted. Gone forever. It is finished. The work declared upon the cross. And then, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's my Saviour. That's the Saviour that this world needs. I wonder if there's anyone in this room who's sat under the sound of the gospel many, many times. Because as I look around, I know everyone here. But I don't know your heart, and I don't know the state of your soul. But God does. But I can tell you that even though you've sat under the sound of the gospel time and time and time again, just like I have, and haven't really found this wonderful Saviour, there's no condemnation for you tonight. Isn't that another thing that's wonderful? You think of that, that we go on in indifference. We go on in lukewarmness and coldness. Heart towards us is just the same. This wonderful Saviour tonight has been crucified upon Calvary's cross to take our sins away. And God says in the language of Isaiah again, come now and let's reason together. That's amazing speech to you. That God should reason with you and me. Tonight he will. Come on, let's reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they shall be as white as snow. Though they be crimson, they shall be as wool. Think of the completeness that everything that stands between you and peace with God is gone forever. And you can know what it is to have a link with a Saviour who has been into death and has broken its power and was risen by the glory of the Father. And now tonight, before I get to that, he was seen by many when he was here. You think the resurrection's a myth? No way. There were hundreds that saw him. Hundreds witnessed to the fact that the one that they'd seen go into death was the one who would come forth in the mighty power of the glory of God and was manifested among them. And then even this, that there were those who saw him ascending up. And they looked until the clouds received him at their side. What amazing witness there is to faith today, you know, as to what God has done with this glorious Saviour. And the gospel is preached that you might find for yourself this wonderful Saviour. Because if you do, you'll find that you've got peace with God. Many is the person, you know, in this world that would love to have it. And they speak about persons who try to negotiate peace, and persons who will bring peace and bring in reconciliation. And we can be thankful for all that these persons do in regard to this world. But there's no way that peace will come until they know the peace that comes through knowing Jesus as a wonderful Savior. Well, I can tell you simply that he's wonderful to me. I prayed it through many years when I've wandered, many years when my heart has become cold, but I found that my wonderful Saviour's love towards me is just the same. No change at all. And tonight I proclaim that same Saviour to you. And I commend God's love to you. Because believe me, if God could love a sinner like me, he loves you, and I know he does. And tonight the call of the gospel message is that you might just come and know him as your Savior. Doesn't matter if you've spurned his call so many times before. Tonight can be your day of salvation. The scripture says now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. But how about the counselor? Ever had questions that you can't solve? Ever had things happen in your life that you can't understand? Ever had decisions to make where you wonder which way to go? Friend, the one that I proclaim to you as Saviour is the one who lives tonight in heaven, and you can have a living link with him. He'll be your guide. He'll be your helper. He'll be your Lord. He'll give you grace for every situation that arises. He'll be near to you. He's one to whom you can turn in prayer. You hear of persons reciting the Lord's Prayer. Well, that's good, but, you know, it's wonderful just to speak to someone you know. We sometimes sing that hymn, don't we? Our God, well known. Well known through Jesus' love. Is he well known to you, that God? That God who has authority to bring judgment in upon this world. is tonight offering peace. Friend, that same one is living in the glorious night. And I want to ask you whether you have a living link with him where he is. Or you can read the Gospels and you can see the wonderful things that Jesus did. You can see the healing. You can see the compassion. You can see the love of God and every footstep in his pathway here. But do you know what it is to have to do with him where he is now? All the sight in heaven is glorious. Man in righteousness is there. And you can speak to the one who knows the end from the beginning. We often say, don't we, that you don't know what tomorrow may bring, but you know the one who does. I think many of us have experienced that and sorrows that we may have been through in life partly. Probably not one of us here that hasn't been through a difficult time. But as a counselor, I will guide thee with mine eye upon thee, the psalmist said. His eyes upon you tonight. He's upon me. He knows the things that make us anxious. He knows the things that cause us to worry. And he wants to draw near to you. I often think of that hymn, you know, that Charles Elliot wrote. Just as I am without one plea. It's a lovely hymn, but there's one verse of it that's not in our book, but it's a lovely verse. Forgive me for reading it, because I'll probably forget it. Just as I am, though tossed about, many a conflict and many a doubt, fighting and fears within, without. But she says, O Lamb of God, I come. Will you come to the counselor tonight? Will you come to the Savior? Will you answer to the appeal of his grace? Do you want to know this wonderful Savior? The one who lives in the glory tonight is calling to you. God waits in grace, with hands outstretched to bless. It's something the world knows very little about. Glad news from heaven. Well, it's glad news for you in the gospel. It's glad news for whosoever will. And I just commend this time to you, the knowledge of your Savior, as the one who will counsel you and guide you for every step of the way. But oh then, what's this? He's a mighty God. Isn't that amazing? He knew that the question of your salvation could never be resolved by you. He knew that there was nothing that you could do by your good works. He knew that there was no other way than the way of the cross. He knew that there was no other name given under heaven amongst men whereby we might be saved. No other name but the name of Jesus. That precious name. But do you know, that name may be sweet to your soul, and I trust it is, but do you know he's the Son of God? God gave his Son. God so loved the world that he gave his own beloved Son, so that you might not perish but might have everlasting life. The one who was here was God himself. And the gospel commends God's love to you, that you might recognize that that same one was himself God, and that only he could meet the needs. That's why we have it here, the eternal God. You must believe that he is God. The greatness of who he is. It magnifies the wonder of the stoop that he came from glory's highest height and stooped so low, even to the cross. As the scripture says, that the death of the cross, made so little inferior to the angels on account of the sufferings of death. How low he stooped. We have it in type, don't we, in the Old Testament scriptures, that the weeds were wrapped about his head. How deep he's been. You think of the pressures, we're told of the pressures, aren't we? That the deeper you go down into the depths of the oceans, that the pressures are such that man cannot withstand it. And they go down in these cocoons, and sometimes they don't work either. You think of the depths of Jesus. You think of the depths to which he went to take your sins away. You think of the sorrows that he bore, the Holy One of God. And he stooped so low. And he's taking your sins away. They're gone, they're lost in the ocean. Taken away into a land of forgetfulness, but they'll never be remembered anymore. As far as the east is from the west. Those sins are gone. Often wondered why it was east and west, you know, but I didn't think you could measure between north and south. You can't measure between east and west. Oh, the infinity of God's love. The outshining of it, the fullness of it. The wonder of it. That's what God has done. In giving his Son so that you might be blessed. But now he's in heaven. He's at God's right hand, and that's where he should be. He's worthy of that place. And he's got a place there for you and me. Not at God's right hand, but to be with him. And in his presence is fullness of joy. That's the hope that the believer has. The one who has been into death has power over death. And he's triumphed. And he told his disciples, didn't he? I go to prepare your place. And if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. I think that's wonderful. To think that he got a place there in heaven. Trusting in Christ, we have a heavenly home. If you deserved it, that's what you've got to do, you know. You've got to lay hold of it for yourself. You've got to make sure that this Saviour is not just a Saviour you know about from what the preacher told you. You've got to make sure he's your Saviour. But now look, there's one more title that's important too, and that's the Father of Eternity. I don't speak about things today that just relate to time. I speak of things that relate to eternity. I speak of things that relate to life and death. Why will you risk the peril, the hymn writer says? Lost eternity, thanks Keith. When there's an opportunity for salvation tonight. There you find that there's a Saviour who has been the whole way. And eternity comes out before you. Where will you spend it? Where will you spend eternity? Can you be sure that heaven is your home? Quite apparent that those that are still in their sins will be judged for those sins. And if you haven't trusted in Christ to wash those sins away, you are still in your sins. Lost and without hope. Without hope. Oh friend, there is hope, because tonight you can come to Christ. And you can find in him your Saviour. But he says, Father of eternity. You know, there's something very precious, isn't there, about a father. Someone you can confide in. Someone you can trust and pour your heart out to. Someone you can depend upon. Someone you can look up to. This eternal God, he wants you to know him as the Father of eternity. To bring you into relationship with himself that you can enjoy throughout eternal days. Oh friend, I don't speak of things that just relate to time. You must make sure that Jesus is your wonderful Savior in time to enjoy his presence in eternity. But the Father of eternity is there tonight, calling to you. And if you answer to his call, you can know what it is to know him as the Prince of Peace. Can I just ask you the simple question? Have you got peace with God? You can come the way of Isaiah 9. Find himself. If there's anyone here who just needs the appeal of his love to just draw them to himself and just cause you to say, Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. Save me. Just like Peter did there on the water. Lord Jesus, save me. Salvation tonight can be offered on a righteous basis by a holy God, and you can have peace. When we come to John's Gospel, it's a lovely verse, chapter 14 and verse 27. I leave my peace with you. Well, he was leaving, and they were anxious. But you'll notice, if your Bible's the same as mine, that in that second line there's one word that's in italics. That means it's specially important. Love and peace. I give unto you my peace. Not the peace that the politicians can give, however clever they might be. My peace. That's the peace that my Saviour gives. And that peace. Now I say this because maybe there are hearts that are anxious here tonight. My peace. I give to you. Nobody else's peace. It's the peace that he gives. And the peace that you can have. By knowing that all is right with God. That you've had to do with a Saviour. That you know what it is for your sins to be washed away. And moreover, this peace. It's not something you work up to. It's not something that's just your feelings. It's something he gives. He's prepared to give that peace tonight. But as with every gift, you've got to receive it. Got to open your heart. Got to accept it. Will you accept the Saviour tonight? If he's calling to you. You used to sing that hymn, didn't we? Swing the heart's doors widely open and let him enter while he may. Well, he will tonight. And if you would have that peace for yourself, it can be yours this very moment. Just by turning to Christ, and owning your sins, and trusting him to be your personal peace. And then you say, well, what about tomorrow? What sorts of problems are likely to come? Well, they do, don't they? Unexpectedly. We can't look far ahead. But when you come to Isaiah 26,
what you find there is, thou wilt keep in perfect faith. The line stayed on this.
Friend, my Saviour in the glory has washed my sins away and given me peace with God as to my eternal salvation. But Monday tests me. But that Saviour is still in the glory. And by faith, I can see him. The one with whom I shall be. In probably a quickly coming day. When I shall see his face. See him face to face, the scripture tells us. How wonderful is that? That face that was marred more than any man's. I shall see him in the glory. And wonder at what he's done for me. But even now, in the Mondays and the days when things go wrong, I've got one I can confide in. I trusted him for my eternal salvation. I trust him for Monday too. I trusted him to wash my sins away. I'll trust him for the little things. I'll trust him for everything. And these words are oftentimes such a comfort to me. For often things don't work out the way I want them to. But I just say to myself, thou wilt keep in perfect peace. Perfect peace. The mind stay on me. I think in the Authorized Version it is rendered as peace. Peace. But at any rate, perfect peace. Think of that, you know. Our minds can hardly take in perfection because we don't see much of it around us. But that peace is perfect. Nothing can intrude upon it. It's there because it's God's gift. Given to you and accepted by you. Because you've trusted in Jesus to be your own personal Savior. Well, I say these things tonight, and as I said at the beginning, I know that many, if not all here, know this Saviour. But my experience is that sometimes things come in, and doubts and fears arise, and problems happen that you don't expect, and somehow that peace isn't quite as perfect as it used to be. Not to you anymore. But I want you to know that whatever the state of your soul, whether you're completely away from God and haven't got that peace, or whether you have it, then I want you to know that by keeping your eye on this wonderful Saviour, you can know this peace for time and for eternity. And may God bless the world.